This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Marianne Harrison. How are you, Marianne?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. And Marianne is the CEO of John Hancock. Now, almost everyone has heard of the name. You've been around since 1862. You've got 8,000 global employees. So we're going to later on go into your leadership philosophy and then the exciting part about your transformation. But first, let's start off. As CEO, what does the organization of John Hancock mean to you?
So John Hancock, it's a pretty special organization because it focuses on meeting consumers' needs, primarily on the insurance side, but also on the wealth management side. So it's really making sure that people are protected when it comes to their future, whether it is loved ones that you're leaving behind, making sure that there is monies for them so that they can continue forward on the insurance side, or whether it's on the wealth side, just to make sure that in retirement that you have enough money in which to live.
Let's talk about the whole organization. You became CEO in 2017. By nature, you're a CPA. What was your first thinking when you became CEO? And I know you didn't push for it. It just sort of evolved, right?
It did evolve, actually. And I came from Canada in order to take on this role as CEO. And it's been very interesting because when I came down here, I'm the first female CEO of John Hancock ever.
Since 1862.
Way to go. Thank you.
Love it.
Yes. So it. But what surprised me a little bit was the reaction, actually. I was surprised at how that really was a big deal in the community. That first female CEO that John Hancock has ever had. And I guess it made me step back and say, have we really come as far as we think we have come when it comes to diversity and inclusion? And that's something that has been high on my list, and it's been really important that we focus on that, especially having seen the reaction from when I came down. And so we've been doing a lot of different things. One of the things we did is hire a D&I individual to help us through this as an organization, because it really does need focus and special attention.
Well, okay. So as all my listeners know, this is a core issue to me. I've been preaching for like at least 5 years. We need to get to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. That's still only 10%, which is pretty embarrassing, but at least it's critical mass. We're only at 34 right now, so it seems mathematically impossible that 6.8% of the talent has risen to the top. So it's not just to do the right thing, it's an economic issue as well.
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we're trying to do is we're setting targets for ourselves to make sure that, you know, from a gender perspective, we're hitting what we think is necessary at different levels within the organization so that we can help see females through and up through the ranks. I think naturally having a woman leading tends to attract more women into the organization as well, which I always think is a good thing, but we do have to have a much more focused effort on it. A couple of things that we're trying to do is on the recruiting side, so making sure that we have a diverse candidate slate. So when we're using external recruiters, saying I require, you know, at least 50% or 40% of the candidates, to, not just from a gender perspective, but I would also say ethnicity. I always try and talk about diversity with the capital D, so it's more than just the gender side. But looking at a diverse candidate slate, trying to do things more from a blind perspective, not having names, just reviewing the qualifications of the individual, and not being biased one way or the other.
So wait, I want to interrupt you. When you're interviewing, because everyone wants new practices, you will just have the qualifications and you will remove the names?
Can remove the names. And also,
you know who did that, by the way? The Philharmonic. When they were interviewing, they didn't want certain, I remember a guy played trombone, and they didn't want a certain person. And so they said, we're doing it behind a curtain.
Right.
And unexpectedly, a really young person won out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great practice.
Yeah. Another practice that we've done is our job descriptions. So we actually have a program that will look at all of our job descriptions and take out the biased language anywhere in the job description.
Give me an example of what biased language would be.
So it could be something where, you know, aggressive or highly energetic or something that might suggest one way versus another. And I always find women, myself included, are always harder on themselves when it comes to job descriptions. That typically you would look at a job description and feel you have to tick every little box before you would apply for a role. Where you really shouldn't look at it that way. And I do believe that men don't look at it necessarily that way, because the idea is that you're moving into a new job, that you are trying to learn something new. So you don't necessarily have absolutely every qualification. But women are pretty hard on themselves and tend to feel that they need absolutely everything ticked off.
It's absolutely. Speaking of my friend is Sharon John. She's the CEO of Build-A-Bear. And she said that women will only apply if they have at least like 95% of what's needed, while men will apply if they have 60%. But since men probably wrote the job description, the women gets there. When the woman gets there, not only then she gets there, but she's overqualified, so they won't give her the job.
Right.
So it's a double whammy.
It's double whammy, yeah. And I do think that some of these practices help take that unconscious bias out as well, which makes it better.
And how about for customers? How does this tie in with D&I into your customers and your interactions with customers?
Yeah, and I think from a customer base, I would say more still needs to be done. I think there's more opportunities for us to segment our customers differently and really focus on different aspects of the population, because I do think from a diversity perspective, people have different needs. And so I think that is something that we can all probably do better at, is making sure that we're meeting the needs of those individual customer segments.
So explain to me, how would you actually go about segmenting the diversity of customer needs?
Well, if I look at women just in general, mm-hmm. A number of women actually deal with finances in the homes. A lot of
more
people
than
think
people realize.
More than people
realize. And
this
next generation, the handover of money is going, I think, something like 71% through women.
Right. So how you talk to those women versus how you might talk to a man could be different. And that's where some of the practices that we're employing, like human-centered design, which is all about...
Wait, human-centered design?
Yes, that's all about engaging...
That sounds cool, but I can't understand it.
It is cool, but what it means is you're engaging with customers as you're designing a product, as an example. So that historically we would design a product and we would put it out there and obviously hope that people like it. Now you're designing a product. You start by listening what your consumers' needs are. So women, different than men, may have different needs that they're looking for. So how do I design that product? And then you start with the specs, take it back out again, and see, does it meet your needs? And so it's really about pivoting and learning and adjusting in terms of the product development. And that's how you can get more at something more specifically for a segment area.
And how do you do that? Is that focus groups? Is it surveys? Is it just individual discussions?
Yeah, it's generally focus groups. That's probably the most effective way of doing it.
And what size is the right number?
I think it can vary, but I would say anywhere from, say, 5 to 10, depending on what it is that you're trying to talk about.
And we usually have one focus group of women, one of men. Will you separate them? Will you mix together? How do you do it?
Again, it depends on what it is. So if you're looking at the segments like we were talking about earlier, and you're trying to figure out what drives a woman, then you would have an all-women group. But in general, you would have a mix.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Marianne Harrison, who is the global CEO of John Hancock. And that's a company around since 1862. So right now we've been talking about building a more diverse organization. We're going to work more into transformation, but I want to ask you one more question. So when you hired the D&I officer, what was the job description, and what is the focus of what they're doing? And you have 2 minutes until we take our first break.
So the job description was really trying to move us forward as an organization when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and that's in all aspects. So it's looking at how we're actually acquiring talent. It's looking at how we're managing the talent that we have. How do you promote the talent? It's helping us with our employee resource groups, which are resource groups that we have around the organization. So it's the job description was pretty vast in terms of what the individual was looking at. She has now come in. She's been here for about a year now, and we're already seeing movement. So she's making a difference. And you do that on the ground, talking to the people and trying to understand what actually helps our organization move forward.
What is the website if someone is interested in working at John Hancock? They want to be a broker? They want to be a client?
Yeah, it's www.johnhancock.com.
And we've about a minute left before our break. So just tell me what your first day was like as CEO.
Oh, it was interesting, you know, coming here, just trying to meet all the people, I guess, was the big the most important piece for me initially, and just trying to understand the culture and the environment here that we have at the organization. culture is really important to me, and I think that as you and I continue in conversation, I'd like to get into the culture a little bit more, because that is something that really helps transform an organization as well.
Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about that transformation and culture. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here today with Marianne, who is the CEO of John Hancock. So, let's talk about you come in, and you've transformed on two levels, because one is culture, but a bigger thing is you've also transformed the industry of what life insurance is really about, and you need stuff that you do digitally with that too. So start talking about how you're transforming the industry, and then we'll go into culture.
So when I first came in back in 2017, the focus was on setting a strategy and really understanding where we wanted to go. So looking at where we see the future going and where we are today and where we think the great opportunities are. And one of the spots where we really thought we could make a difference is how do we, as an organization, work with our customers over the years that we have, because we're kind of in a unique position where our customers are with us for a long period of time. Someone will get life insurance as an example in their 30s, say, when they're starting a family, and we'll keep it all the way through until death. So we're in an unusual spot where we have very long relationships with our customers. And so when we started to look forward, you know, who better than to help someone live a long, healthier life? And that's really what we were trying to do on the insurance side of the business. And we came up with a program called Vitality. And the whole idea behind Vitality is that we encourage people to live longer. And we've done it through wearable devices. So whether it's an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, or a Garmin, where people are actually encouraged to exercise. They're encouraged to sleep well. They're encouraged to eat better. All those things will help you in terms of getting rewards on your policy and also discounts towards your policy. But most importantly, it's helping you live a longer, healthier life.
What's an example of how you're working with a customer with Vitality?
So to give you an example, if a customer has diabetes, for instance, something that they've been living with and trying to get under control, with this, we're trying to encourage them to exercise more, eat healthier, sleep better. All of those things are helpful for somebody with diabetes and helps them get it under control. So not only will you be helping yourself physically in terms of trying to deal with the struggles that you might have with diabetes, but you're also getting rewarded for it. So we're giving you discounts on your policy. An interesting piece is someone with diabetes tends not to rate as high from an insurance policy. Their premiums tend to be a bit more expensive. And so if you can get a discount of 15% on your policy, that's a big number for you. Yes.
And so does it actually have any impact on their health?
Oh, absolutely, because it helps them to control their diabetes more so. And so it is good for them to exercise. Those are the biggest things in terms of helping you with
diabetes. So does Vitality help more with people with diabetes or an acute situation, or does it help more with the general public?
It can help anybody, and I think that's the key message. When we first came out, a lot of people thought it was for people that were healthy, and so people who exercised and paid attention to their diet, but in reality, it's for anybody. It's an opportunity for you to live a healthier life.
Very cool. So now let's talk about culture. You do this whole transformation of industry on healthiness, and how does the culture play into this?
Yeah, so the culture, it's important that you focus on the culture piece of it as well. And one of the things that we did is refreshed our values, and that is really how we look at our organization and what's important to us as an organization. And that's a big change. We've been focusing on those values and how do we transform the organization more broadly. And it's doing things like obsessing about our customers, thinking big, getting it done together, doing the right thing. And the final one that we really focus on is sharing your humanity. And that's something that we've been spending a lot of time on.
How do you do that?
Actually, we just had a really interesting session called our Signature Series that just happened a couple of weeks ago. And what it was is we had people that applied to be able to tell their story something personal to them or something that's related to work, whatever it is, to tell their story. And we train them on TED Talks in terms of how do you actually talk.
You train them on how to tell their story.
We did.
What a great idea. What was the response to that?
So we had about 85 people applied. We had 10 people that we actually took through the extensive training program.
And how long was the training program?
It was about a month and a half. And they actually just spoke to the team about, I guess, 2 weeks ago. And there were 800 people present. So these people, 10 brave souls, came up and told their stories in front of 800 people live. And it was unbelievable. The stories were very emotional. They were telling us very personal things about themselves. And it was just remarkable to see the reaction from the audience. You could have dropped a pin and heard it drop because everyone was so engaged in the discussion.
How did you come up with an idea like that? It's great. Yes. And I've never heard that one before.
No, one of the individuals in our organization actually had the idea and has worked with
TED
before.
So that's the whole thing of big ideas coming in, right?
Yeah, bring your big ideas and let's try. It took about 10 seconds for them to sell the idea to me because I thought it was wonderful. And not only was it great for all the employees to hear the stories of their fellow workers, but it was great for those 10 people in terms of just even the public speaking. What they learned from this was phenomenal.
And here's the next level of that. Imagine next year. I bet you're going to have people line up where next year you have more than 10 people wanting this, and you're really going to have to, you know, siphon it down.
Absolutely. After we had a reception and everybody was talking about it, and the number of people that said, oh, this is really exciting, I'd love to do this. And there were a lot of tears that day, I might add, so some of the conversations were very personal.
Is there any way someone could Google this on YouTube or something?
We are actually putting it on our YouTube channel. It's not quite there yet, but I think in a couple of weeks it'll be out there. Well worth listening to.
That sounds good. So let's now talk about, are there any, as a leader, any unique things that you do when you wake up in the morning, you say, this is what's most important to me. This is a practice I learned, and now that I'm CEO of this venerable organization, I can employ these ideas.
Yeah, I think it's about leading from the top and bringing energy to the organization and getting people excited about our mission and our values and what's important to us as an organization. I think those are probably the most critical pieces, and my job is really to help invigorate everybody. It's also to help get the problems out of the way, so make sure that people have paths for success, and so a lot of problem solving.
How do you get problems out of the way?
Well, people are trying to deal with issues and having them funnel up to me and then dealing with the problems head on, I think, and making the tough decisions in one way or the other in order to make the path easier for people to get their work done.
Is it really hard? How do you make these tough decisions? Because now you have people's livelihood on the line.
Yeah, I think it's just about listening is probably the most important piece of that, is you really have to listen to what the issues are and what the people are saying to be able to respond to it.
So you've 1 minute left. Let's talk about the future of John Hancock.
Absolutely. I think the future looks great. You know, we've been doing a lot of transformational change. We're trying to be very innovative in our thinking and what we do. And my goal is to make sure that we continue to be innovative and help lead the industry. You know, the life insurance industry especially has somewhat been in the dark ages for a long time. How we deal with customers in the past is different than how we need to deal with customers as we move forward. And so I think it really is about putting the customer at the forefront and making them the center of everything that we do.
Human-centered design.
Absolutely.
Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me here.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I-need-it-done-yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Andre Kalantzopoulos, who is the CEO of Philip Morris International. How are you?
Very good, thank you, and thank you for having me to the podcast.
And, Andre, you joined Philip Morris in 1985.
Yes.
It was a very different company then than it is today. Talk about what the company was then and what the company is today.
Well, if I take a very shortcut, it used to be 100% cigarette company, and today it is a company that has set a new mission, is to replace cigarettes with reduced risk products that are a better alternative for the men and women who smoke around the world. And that's certainly considered as a bold decision, but I consider it a very logical decision, because when you have a product that everybody knows and you recognize it causes disease and premature deaths, the first thing is, as soon as you can, you set up all the capabilities to develop products that are still better for the people that don't quit. And then we set up the ability to assess them, pharmatype in clinical and preclinical. And when we felt ready that we have the right product that has the ability to move people out of cigarettes, because this is not an easy task, and we had the science behind, then we said we go all in and change the trajectories as soon as possible.
So let's talk 2013, when you became CEO. Mm-hmm. What was the state of Philip Morris at that point?
Well, you know, Philip Morris was doing very well and growing, if we look at financial indicators. But until then, all the R&D work that I have described was a separate team. Of course, the company knew that the products are in preparation. It was excitement. But the real time is when you go to market with the new products. And I can't say we were absolutely ready for this as a company, because we had made certain assumptions how this is going to work, but somehow it was a minimum viable product we came up with the right science, but not the full customer experience preparation. You know, cigarettes, like many other FMCG products, very transactional product. The consumer goes to a retailer, buys the product, goes, and that ends the transaction. And many of these new products we have in the portfolio have electronics, have the ability to have connectivity, require customer care post-sales. They require a lot of time with the customer to understand what this product does that is better for them, but also what it doesn't, because it is addictive still and has some risk, is not a zero risk. How to use it, because it's much more complicated in terms of ritual, and then follow the smoker that has bought this product for the at least 2 to 3 weeks, so they don't fall back to cigarettes. So, and then once they have fully switched to this product, you need the after service care. For that, for us, this was all new. It was life sciences, electronics, own retail stores, different routes to market, and a consumer experience that have to be seamless throughout the journey. So it's a complete transformation.
Absolutely. So how do you do that? Because you're talking about people, and I think there's 1.1 billion smokers.
Correct.
In the world, right? So you're talking about people. Now they have to learn how to use the electronics. How do you go about communicating this, getting the market to understand this, having people execute on this? There's so many moving pieces.
Well, just to put it in context, in general, I would say, when you lead a company, and I'm not the only CEO in the world that faces these situations, one thing I would say is, there are very few products we make or services we provide that do not have an impact either on people or the environment.
That's a very good point.
And sometimes, you know, I would say we're afraid, although people know in general, because there is a lot of literature, NGOs and things are out talking about these things. We assume sometimes that if we, as a company, say the same thing to consumers, somehow they will change their views. And actually, my experience is that nothing changes.
Mm.
But this is important, because then you can tell your own organization, your consumers, that yes, I know this, there is this impact, But I'm working on it, and then you can set up your R&D and capabilities to address the problem. And I found it a liberating moment for us. Now, clearly, you need to build new capabilities, to our point. And you will not know, at least in my case, the exact gap you have until you are really in the market with the product or the service. In our case, with the reduced risk product. We had worked a lot preparing, okay, we have to deal with all these things I said, new scientific capabilities, new way to market, different customer care, and so on. But it's only when you are in real world that you learn. And then you have to adjust very quickly. And if I look in retrospective, it took us some time to learn. Yes, we should have waited or could. But if you are not in the real world, you will not learn and you cannot correct. And I think I'm very glad that we took the decision in 2016 to go all in and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to replace the existing product as soon as possible with the new products that are better for the consumers. However, you know, and we'll do it 100%. There is no way back. There is no maybe. Because that's the way for the organization to believe you. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And also for the external world to believe you. Because I have to say, in our case, yes, you can do everything as a company to create the new products, to put the services together, but we're a regulated industry. And today, many of the products we have, especially if they contain tobacco, they are regulated in many countries like cigarettes. So there is also an enormous regulatory effort that has to be produced to, you know, convince the governments and the regulators to adapt the rules of the game and regulatory frameworks to the new situation. We all know that innovation is rarely preceded by the right regulation. So the first bucket of work is the product, the service, the consumer experience in innovation. The second is the regulatory framework that sometimes we try to resist, but sometimes we need. And the third is how your organization delivers on the first two. Because if my ambition is, and our company's ambition is, to shift people as soon as possible, we also need the right regulatory effort, because with this effort you can do things much faster. Okay, so the internal transformation bit is sometimes the most complex one. The first thing is to know what you don't know. And in very mature companies that have less innovation, on very slow changes in innovation, management, as you grow through the ranks, knows more than the newcomers, because it's the same product, very little innovation. So your employees turn to you very often in a more hierarchical model, mm-hmm. to hear from you what your opinion is and how they should do things. And now, in our case, we move to 5-6 new things. I said life sciences, electronics, digital, own stores, where none of us knows how to answer the questions. But you know how to ask the question. And then you hire the right people in order to give the answers. And that's the most difficult part. Because very often we believe internally that our people will learn. But without sufficient number of expertise coming from outside, the people that stay will not learn. Or it will take you too much time, and then your competitiveness, of course, will not be the same.
So we're about to take a break. And if you could sum up in one sentence, because we have 30 seconds before break, what is the most important word to you in transforming a company? You could pick just one word. What is that?
Consistency.
I like that. And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your personal journey in this, and we're going to talk about the different products and the future of the cigarette and the smokeless world. Back in a few.
Are Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're back with Andre. And Andre, you are the CEO of Philip Morris International. There's rumor, and I'm not sure, but that you actually yourself as CEO, you quit smoking yourself. Is that true?
Well, I used to smoke cigarettes. I switched to our new products.
What year?
Probably 6.5 years ago, because I had the privilege to have the first prototype you could carry with you out of the labs. So I was the first one by definition to switch.
But so that's good. What was the experience like for you personally doing that?
That's a very good question. Actually, it takes 1 to 2 weeks mm-hmm. of not going back to cigarettes
mm-hmm.
Because these products are reduced risk, but at the same time they have not the same taste as a cigarette, by the sheer fact that you eliminate a lot of the toxins as a carcinogen. Some of them have taste and aromas.
It's like we're in New York now and the water tastes the best of any city because there's so much pollution in the water.
You think so?
Because
I find a lot of chlorine in the water, but that's okay. But you can use to the taste.
But keep going. So okay. What product did you go to?
Okay, I went to a product that heats tobacco. We also have other products, like people are more familiar in our audience here with e-vapor products mm-hmm. and pure nicotine products. But when you heat tobacco, you still have the nicotine and a lot of the taste of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the closest possible to the taste of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. But they remove the tar, right?
Tar is the wrong measure because tar is just what solid you find. But this doesn't matter. The reality is the problem in cigarettes is not nicotine because it's the least of an issue in terms of creating disease or premature death. Nicotine is addictive. But it's the delivery method. It's the fact that we burn organic matter like tobacco at high degrees of temperature that creates the smoke and the toxicants. And if you eliminate combustion and you just heat tobacco or a liquid like an e-vapor, then you have a very dramatic decrease in the toxicants. In our case of the heated tobacco product we call IQOS, 90 to 95%, depending on what list of toxicants you compare, which is very substantial compared to a cigarette. So the whole secret here is to develop a portfolio of products, none of which pyrolyzes or combusts.
And how does someone know which product to take? You have 4 or 5 different products then.
Yes, but okay, we commercialize different products different places. Mm-hmm. Clearly, because I personally believe, and we were convinced based on research with consumers, that the heated tobacco product has the highest ability to switch mm-hmm. smokers out of cigarettes, and actually does, because 70 to 80%, depending on the country, of the people that buy IQOS, the heated tobacco product, fully switch out of cigarettes, which is extremely high. We are at 20 to 25% for the best e-vapor products.
So
a consumer has to choose at the mm-hmm. end of the day, up to it. And sometimes you see some of the consumers use a heated tobacco product several times per day, but then they can use an e-vapor product in other situations. So it's consumer choice, but you have to educate the people who smoke on how to choose, and then they make up their minds and their own taste.
So I'm going to go into a really important question, which is your advice to CEOs on transforming an organization. Because here you took Philip Morris, known completely for cigarettes, and now saying we're going to have a cigarette-free world, what we're doing. What is your advice to CEOs about transforming an organization?
Well, who am I to give advice? I can give some observations.
Okay? Fair enough.
I think the first thing is not to, when you one wants to have a change of that magnitude, is to be crystal clear to the organization that this is the purpose, and we will not deviate from that purpose. No matter what, we will correct, we'll adjust, but that's where we go. And be very consistent in the message. And then, of course, give the means to the people to do it, because, you know, you can preach, but you have to give also the resources, and that's what we've done. We put in incremental resources, and at the same time, we shifted money from our existing cigarette business to the new business, to the extent that in the markets where the products are in, which 46 markets, not everywhere yet in the world, 80 to 90% of the entire commercial spending, marketing, sales, everything, is on these products. And I think that's the best demonstration, both internally and externally, that you put your money where your mouth and your ambition and your wishes are. So it's because to transform an organization, you need very clear signals. I don't believe that by declaring cultural change, you change a company. High frequency, sometimes low impact decisions, but very important. And all this is not happening by declaring it. It's happening by actually making it happen, by changing the ways you work, as I said, all these things. So it's very practical very often. And the second thing is focus enormously the organization on the consumer journey. Because very often what I observed in Philip Morris, because we had a very mature product with little change, people were, I would say, a lot management focused rather than consumer focused. And it's easy to say, but not easy to achieve. So, but the moment you go into real-time interaction with consumers, and thank God today with digital tools to do it, okay, very limited in our case in certain places, but you still can, then you have real interaction, then obviously consumers start driving your decisions and you start shift the organization. And then replace the people. First of all, bring expertise in the areas that you don't have. So you have to know what you don't know, and be very honest about that at every leadership level of the organization.
So I want to, you've 2 minutes left. I want to ask, you've, let's say, about 81,000 people, about $27 billion in revenue. What is on your dashboard as the most important elements of leadership that you focus on a daily basis?
Well,
to lead, it's a massive organization.
I don't have a dashboard with leadership points, to tell you the truth. What I perceive my role is exactly what we were discussing 2 minutes ago, is to make sure that the context of the organization is there. For example, we're moving into a project-based organization because of the complexity of the issues we have to face.
And there you have it. And anyone thinking about transformation, think about the first word, consistency. But another interesting word you heard from Andre is context. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.